Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. Now, before you hit that pause button thinking, oh no, another self-care podcast, hear me out. We're not talking about bubble baths and face masks here, though those are nice. This is about the kind of self-care that fuels your mental well-being, helps you navigate life's crazy twists and turns, and keeps you feeling grounded and awesome. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know, that feeling when you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China. Well, it's not just you. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, constantly pushing us to do more, be more, achieve more. But here's the thing. Neglecting your mental health is like trying to run a marathon on an empty tank. You'll eventually crash and burn. So, why is self-care so crucial for our mental well-being? Think of it this way. Your mind is like a muscle. It needs exercise, nourishment, and rest to function at its best. And just like you wouldn't neglect training your body, you shouldn't ignore the needs of your mind. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First, prioritize your sleep. Seriously, this isn't a suggestion, it's a non-negotiable. Think of sleep as your mental reset button. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle stress, make decisions, and even be more creative. Ever noticed how much sharper you feel after a good night's sleep? That's your brain saying thank you for the recharge. Second, make time for activities that bring you joy. What are those things that light you up? Maybe it's painting, playing music, hiking, reading a good book, or simply spending time with loved ones. Whatever it is, make sure you schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. Third, learn to say no. I know, this can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like yours truly. But remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Saying no protects your time and energy, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Think of it as setting boundaries to create space for self-care. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't require chanting or meditating on a mountaintop, though if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths throughout the day, focusing on the sensations of your body. This can help calm your mind and reduce stress. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your achievements, celebrate your successes, and don't beat yourself up over mistakes. Remember, you're human, and that's perfectly okay. Picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and your inbox is overflowing. Suddenly, you feel that familiar wave of stress washing over you, your heart races, your stomach knots, and you just want to scream into a pillow. Now, imagine instead of panicking, you take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk for a few minutes, and go for a short walk. You listen to the birds chirping, feel the sun on your skin, and let the fresh air clear your head. When you return to work, you're feeling calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. That's the power of self-care in action. It gives you the tools to manage stress, navigate challenges, and ultimately live a happier, healthier life. So remember, prioritizing your mental well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. By incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you're investing in yourself and creating a foundation for lasting happiness and fulfillment. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some self-care practices that work for you? Share them in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to inner peace. Until next time, stay calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.